rest of us, if you have morning revival, please meet up. And we are on week 3 today. And also prepare your Bible, New Testament at least. If we find it, morning revival, we can read the title together for this week.
The issue of life, the church life as the house of feasting for God's building.
One more time.
The issue of life, the church life as the house of feasting for God's building.
Amen. And from this reading, we know the scripture reading is John 12, 1 to 11. There's a very sweet picture of miniature of church life. So how about we all read John 12, 1 to 11, brothers one verse, sister one verse. We take turns. Chapter 12.
John.
John, the book, John 12. Oh, see. John 12, 1 to 11.
Then Jesus,
6 days before the Passover, came to Bethlehem, where Lazarus was. Jesus had raised from the dead. Sisters.
Therefore, they made him a supper there, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of the ones reclining at table with him.
Then Mary
took a pound of ointment, a very valuable pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment.
But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, who was about to betray him, said,
"Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?"
But he said, "It is not because it matters concerning the poor, but because he was a thief, and holding the purse, carried it off what was put into it."
Then Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She was hurt for the day of my burial.
For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me."
Then a great crowd of the Jews found out that he was there, and they came in, not because of Jesus only, but that he might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead.
And the chief priests took counsel to kill Lazarus also.
Because of the account of him,
many of the Jews went away and believed into Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. In this house of feasting, there's many Jews. They believe into Jesus. And we see this, we will see later. But this John chapter 12, 1 to 11, actually is based on previous chapters. We know starting from John chapter 2, we first see the principle of life that's changing death into life, right? Jesus changed water into wine. That's a type, it's a sign of changing death into life. And later on, we also see a sign talking about the life has a purpose. It's to build a church, build the body of Christ. And then we have 9 cases, right? And show us, I think we all are very familiar with those 9 cases. Show us, the life, the divine life meets every need of man's case.
Amen. Amen.
We are, sometimes we think we are moral person. But even we think we are moral person, we still need life. We need life regeneration, right? And actually, we are not that moral. We are immoral person, actually, right?
Amen.
We are blind, we are hungry, we are thirst, even we are dead. And for the dead person, we need resurrection.
Amen.
So in chapter 11, we see Nazareth was dead for how many days? 4 days, right? But the Lord raised him up. We show the power of resurrection of our Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But after that, there's a consummation that in chapter 12. That's because of this life supply, life meet every need of all our sinners, there can be a house of God. The church is the house of God's visiting. And when this week I was reading this message, a few things really touched me a lot. One thing, of course, when we review these 9 cases, it seems we are very familiar. But when we really read through it, when I read through it, I've really been touched. Really, we are all this like kind of person. We need the life supply for the Lord for every aspect of our being.
Amen.
And of course, we know in this the house. This house is from a person called Simon. He's a leper, right? And why he opened his house to host Jesus and host so many people? I think he is the when we see that, we know because he is a type of all unclean, leper, sinner, but cleansed by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
So all the sinner, when we are really saved, touched, cleansed by the Lord, we should have this kind of reaction, this kind of love. We are willing to open the house. We are willing to love the Lord back. And so I enjoy a lot, especially is this open house. You know, there's a lot of things can happen in the saved sinner's house. When checking, I myself experienced my years in church life, a lot of things happen to me actually happen in the saint's house.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
When in the saint's house, I can experience, you know, how the Lord strengthened me as an impotent person.
Right.
How the Lord can, you know, give me the sight as a blind person. How the Lord can heal me as a sick person.
Amen.
Many of these. So I think really this house touched me a lot. And we also see in the all the gathering of the church life gathering, there are 3 functions, right? From the 3 kind of person. And all these 3 functions, actually, we all can participate.
Amen.
One is we can serve him, right?
Amen.
And another is we can testify him.
Amen.
And also we can love him.
Amen.
I think that they're very rich. I believe all the saints, you will be able to share a lot. And the last thing I really want to mention is when I read day 5 and day 6, some words really touched me a lot. And also when I read, there's 10 points about the change of concept of value.
Mm-hmm.
When I just read through, you know, some of those words just shine into me that, you know, I really need have more that kind of change. You know, the reason, if we are really experience the Lord's organic salvation, definitely we will have change of concept,
right,
of our value.
Amen.
Right? Before we love this and that, but now we should, our only love should be the Lord. But when when I read through that, I still feel, oh Lord, so many things I still love more than I love you. But this morning the Lord just showed me a picture is also actually happening in Simon's house, right? The Lord asked Simon, you know, who love more? And who love more? For the Lord say, forget more and so love more. So if we haven't experienced, or we really experience how much the love forgive us, we don't have a really a realization how what a sinner we are, and we are forgiven by the Lord. Of course we know we are sinner, right? But sometimes we just think, oh, we are just a little bit sin. Right. We are not that much a great deep sinner. Then our love toward the Lord is just that much. But if the Lord really shine us and see us, how great a sinner we are, then we should have that kind of love toward the Lord. And my feeling is to myself and to all the Lord, all the saints, is we should have more this kind of experience, organic salvation experience, right, toward the Lord, that the Lord can shine in us day by day to see what kind of person we are and what salvation we really need from Him. Amen. And the more we experience that salvation, the more love we will pour out for Him. Right. So we will have the change of concept of valuation, yes, and we will really can love the Lord more.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So we will open for everyone sharing. Try to keep not too long, 2 minutes.
Amen.
Life in resurrection.
Amen.
This was in day one and day two.
Amen.
So the prince of in the nine cases are us. Life in resurrection takes us through progressively through these nine cases, until we become the Lord's new creation.
Amen.
To be the house of feasting.
Amen.
With the serving, with the living Christ, the testifying, and the absolute loving. So the life in resurrection, the life in resurrection starts with our regeneration. We're empty vessels. We need to be filled. We need to be regenerated. Then the very next case, that regeneration, the life and resurrection, we is the water to us.
Mm-hmm.
We learn to drink.
Amen.
We learn to drink.
Amen.
Life and resurrection brings us, is our content and teaches us to drink Him.
Amen.
And out of this drinking, He starts to flow out.
Amen.
He starts to gush out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then we have, and then that's chapter 4. There's another case, but chapter 5. Then we have the, oh Lord Jesus, what's in chapter 5? The pool. Yeah. Lord Jesus. So life and resurrection. Life and resurrection just heals us. So we can, He says, rise, walk. This is to have. So now, as we drink the Lord, as life and resurrection brings us into a relationship with the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Walking with the Lord. Walking means we have a relationship. Because this relationship is out of the very content of our being, the gushing up, the water that we drink.
Amen.
So then we have chapter 6. So the Lord wants us, the other Gospels show us, the Lord wants us to know, to say, you're the Christ. And then He wants to take us further. We have to go further to know His death and His resurrection.
Amen.
We have to go beyond saying, you're just the Christ. They didn't see His death and resurrection. But Mary sat at His feet. And what was He talking about? He was talking about His death and His resurrection. That she heard Him. That's why she anointed she anointed him for his burial. So we have to go on. Anyway, so the next case is chapter 6. He then becomes our very, he's the bread of life.
Amen.
We eat him.
Amen.
He says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in yourself. He's the very, that's death and resurrection. So we learn to eat him. He's the word within us. The words that I speak are spirit and are life.
Amen.
So so in the beginning it has the phrase, the flow of Jesus as our life. The flow of Jesus as our life.
Amen.
This is in us. He develops into a flow. So in chapter 7, he's the river, not only a flow, he's the rivers of living water flowing
Amen.
Out of our innermost being.
Amen.
And in this flow is the in this flow of life, this flow of the Lord as life, is light.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
The very light that frees us from the indwelling sin and frees us from our trespasses.
Amen.
This is because he's the content. He's the I am.
Amen.
He's the shining one. He's Amen. The life. He's the life is the light.
Amen.
So that's there's the freedom from the flood, this indwelling one that we drink and we eat and he flows in us and he says, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness but have the light of life.
Right.
So he's the, what chapter am I in now? Anyway, so then we need, so there's a, in the other gospels there's a progression. He heals our general being. Then he heals us specifically in our organs. We have to hear him.
Amen.
We have to speak. And we have to see. So we need his touching. And we need his anointing of his spittle. Anyway, so 9 and 10, there's our eyes. We need to see, especially his death and his resurrection, to be his new creation, so that we can be the house of feasting for his rest.
Amen.
So the issue of the flow of life and resurrection is the house of feasting where he has his rest. There's also a second issue, and that is rejection. The Lord is rejected. He's even opposed, and he's even murdered. So this rejection is from the natural life. The natural life is religious, is traditional. It opposes the flow of Jesus as our life. It even rejects him and opposes him and even wants to murder this flow of life. So there are two issues from the Lord as life. The Lord is life and resurrection. One is the new creation to be the house of feasting, and the other is the rejection and the opposition and the even Satan is the father of lies. He's a murderer. And there's no truth in him. But praise the Lord.
Amen.
We can be the proper ones, the serving ones, the testifying, the living ones, the, you know, and the loving ones.
Amen.
Feasting on the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So, yeah, so this week we covers, like, you know, we are serving, and also covers the testimony, and it covers the love. So, and it's all complete, so we cannot say, you know, we only need one. We basically need three. And also, I like to kind of link to our Christian life. You know, in our Christian life, when we really love the Lord, sometimes, you know, I just say, you know, Lord, I love you. And then the Lord recently just lead me to the John, also John, you know. So he say, feed my lamb. Yeah. So you will realize, you know, one of the difficulties saying in your life, spiritual life, as well as your human life, is how do you take care of the younger ones, right? So all these things, you know, we need the Lord, and we need to experience that. So for the, you know, for the college ones, the college students, you know, I can recommend, you know, you can pray to the Lord, say, how do I experience this? You know, I know, you know, for example, I know a lot of college students are either learning or about to learn or has just learned to drive, you know. Actually, the drive is a good experience. You know, you trust the Lord, you practice it, and you basically, you know, you cannot, maybe in the future, you not only drive yourself safely, and also you can, you know, give a ride to somebody else safely. What I mean safely is when you drive, you need to, you know, to drive safely, you know, to compete the currently, you know, a lot of risk or whatever, how do you handle it. It's like experience of the Lord, yeah. And so on the other hand, you know, in our lives, we also need to serve the Lord, like in the spirit. It's, you know, like say if we take care of our children or take care of younger ones, it's not say if they have some action which is not so good. Our goal is not to correct, you know, our goal is not to correct the action outwardly. What I mean, you know, let's say for children, if they don't, so you can use a forced way to correct the action outwardly, but that's not the point. The point is we want to do the work to serve the Lord in a sense we kind of touch their heart. So their heart begin to sense the Lord or the Lord's authority. So they can change inside to you know, to follow the right way. So all these things, I think, is great. You know, and I encourage all the college students, we together experience this in our Christian life. Yeah, amen.
Amen.
We saw that this week, the church life is a house of feasting. And we see as such a house of feasting, it's the issue of life.
Amen.
It's the issue of life. It's the overflow of life. It's the overflowing of life. But what is life? We see actually in the Gospel of John that life is Christ himself. It's God himself in Christ as the Spirit reaching us. And we see in John in many cases, life is one that meets the need of every human being. Life meets all of man's needs. And if you just consider all these cases, actually, these are the kinds of people that are the constituents. They're the people that are qualified for the church life. Okay, that might be a bit striking. But this is all who we are. These are the moral. I mean, Nicodemus considered himself quite moral. But he needed life regenerating.
Amen.
He needed life regenerating. Even all of us, we might consider ourselves to be, okay, I'm moral in this respect, in that respect. But the Lord says, you need life. You need life regenerating. You even need life's renewing. And we're also immoral. And with this case in chapter 4, with the woman who had quite a number of husbands, five husbands, and the one she was with wasn't even her husband. The Lord went out of his way to reach her. Okay, if it was us, we'd probably just be like, if this was a gospel friend, we'd be like, okay, no hope. Like, she's hopeless. She's very sinful. She's very immoral. Not suitable material for the building. Actually, the Lord's view was, immoral, you need life satisfying. He had the divine view that actually this person, this woman, was just thirsty. Which just needed a real big drink of the Spirit.
Amen.
That's what he saw. And so the need of the immoral is life satisfying. The need of the dying is life's healing. The impotent is life's enlivening. If you're hungry, life feeds you. If you're thirsty,
Amen.
Life quenches your thirst.
Amen.
If you're under the bondage of sin, life frees you.
Amen.
I love this. In chapter 8, we see that there was someone who was about to be stoned. And the Lord says, he who is without sin should be the first to throw his stone. Okay, so the one who was without sin was the one without the stone. How touching is this?
Amen.
Though he was one without sin, he wouldn't cast the throne on this sinful one. And so the life meets the need of this one who was under the bondage. He said, go forth, sin no more. And this life met the need of this one
Amen.
By setting him free.
Amen.
And there's the need of the blind by giving sight Amen. And also shepherding them. And also there's the need of the dead by resurrecting them.
Amen.
It's the issue of this life
Amen.
That there is the genuine church life of feasting.
Amen.
It's actually all of these ones, all these cases that are brought into the church life Amen. To right. feast together with the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
That's
Amen.
Right. Come to church. The Lord has raised us from the dead and cleansed us from our sins. Now where we are becomes the meeting place of the church. Another point says, I just thank the Lord for the church. Inwardly, the church life is a feast. In the church life, there should always be a feast that the Lord himself can enjoy and that his people can enjoy with him. It is in the church that the Lord has rest, enjoyment, and satisfaction.
Amen.
Here there is always a feast prepared for the Lord and his people. The church is a place where the Lord himself can enjoy being with his people, and where his people can enjoy being with him. The church is a place where the Lord and his people come together to feast with one another and to enjoy one another, as we're doing today. I just thank the Lord for the church.
Amen.
Amen. In John chapter 2, we see that there's a principle that is set when the Lord changes the water to wine. And this is to change death into life.
Amen.
And then so, as John goes on, there's 9 cases, beginning with life's resurrecting, and then ending, life's regenerating, and then ending with life's resurrecting.
Amen.
And so we see that, you know, we are filled with problems. You know, we all have many different issues. And actually the only thing that can solve this problem is life. And then so we see in the title, right, that the issue of life is the church life as a house of feasting
Amen.
For God's building.
Amen.
And so in chapter 11, the Lord raises Lazarus from the dead, right? And then immediately after that, in chapter 12, we see the house of Bethany, right?
Amen.
And this is, and here, right, we see that this is a miniature, this is a picture of the church life. You know, it's very small in scale, but this is a picture of the church life. And so the genuine church life issues from the resurrection life. So if we don't have the resurrection life, that is not the genuine church life. And so the two greatest obstacles, the two greatest hindrances to the genuine church life is religion and opinion. So these two really hinder the church life, right? Because these two things are, they don't have life, right? They're dead. And so what we need is that we need the Lord's resurrection life to save us from these things.
Amen.
And then when we have the resurrection life, then we are in the genuine church life. And so I had this experience a couple months ago when I was in a home meeting, and you know, I was kind of just like going, I mean, I was pretty dead, but I was still singing and I was still praying. And so outwardly, I mean, I was just trying to like still be a good brother, you know? And outwardly it might seem like, oh, okay, yeah, Eric's fine. Like he's still doing everything. But inwardly I was like very dead because I was like very anxious about certain things, certain matters. But the Lord really, really touched me while I was sitting there. It's like, why are you even here? It's like, are you just here for yourself, or are you here for like my building, you know? And I just had to repent, like, wow, Lord, I'm just like, I'm here for myself. You know, sometimes I feel like, you know, the church life is supposed to be a house of feasting, but sometimes to us, it's like a house of sorrow, right? Because we're so dead and we're so occupied with other things. So anyways, I repented and then I just said, Lord, you know, I want to enjoy you. Like if I'm here, I might as well enjoy you. And so after that, you know, the meeting was so enjoyable. We had a new one, and for some reason he asked me a question first, And so I think if I had been dead, I would not have given him life. But when we're enjoying Christ as life, we are able to practice the genuine church life, and we are able to build God's house.
Amen.
Okay, so we read chapter 12 of John, but about the house of Bethany. But in chapter 11, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
Amen.
In verse 25, meaning that he doesn't give resurrection, that he is the resurrection.
Right.
And that when we have him, you know, we can live this life in resurrection, which ultimately produces the church life. And I was really, really enjoyed that part, that I always thought that Lazarus was too much. You know, why is he reclining at table? What's his problem? You know, everyone else is doing everything, and he's just sitting there. And so, I mean, I thought, yeah, it has to be the guy, right? The man is always the one sitting around, and the sister is always serving. You know, do the food, do the cleaning, do this and that, and he just comes home and finds a nice, you know, hot meal, and the house is clean. That's Lazarus. And I said, you know, this is not fair. You know, we really have the bad part. You know, but of course, this is really, it's true, though. But it's really, you know, in the spiritual sense, you know, what the Lord is giving us is the true church life that is produced out of resurrection. And the reason why Lazarus is sitting around, because he